I didn't even know this spot existed. It's so nice. How did you know about this place? Oh, well, you lucked out then. You should be my location scout. I'm not kidding. It takes skill. And it looks like you definitely have an eye for it. I mean, I know you weren't necessarily thinking of photos, but it's brilliant. Or were you? Were you thinking about how you'd look? Come on, you don't have to be bashful with me. You've gotten your pictures taken plenty of times. And to be honest, not much can top natural outdoor photos with a natural sun and tree branches to make beautiful shadows on your gorgeous self. What? I can't admire my muse. Well, you've always been it, ever since I first saw you. Oh, I remember. You didn't even have good lighting, but I was still charmed. It doesn't mean what you think it means. I'm not saying that I thought you were ugly the first time I saw you. If I remember right, you were directly underneath one of those, the fluorescent tube lights, which are known to not be the most flattering. But it highlighted you out of all the rest when I walked into that room. My eyes went straight to you. And then my brain started taking pictures. Well, I wouldn't really call it love at first sight, but it was definitely inspiration at first sight. Oh, I had a huge itch to take your photo, but I'm not a stalker, so I kept to myself. Looking at you was good enough, to be honest. And now I can look at you however much I want. Take however many pictures I want. It's a dream come true. For me, anyway. I don't know how you put up with me and my incessant need to follow you around with a camera. Yep, today is no exception. So, open up the basket. Okay. Wait. Right. Okay. One at a time. Strawberry container. Wonderful. Okay, next. Grape container. Very healthy. Next. Homemade sandwiches. Cannot wait. Okay, next. Ooh, my cologne. Givenchy, or the parfum. Oh, I can never bloody say that word. Alright, next. What? I'm documenting the occasion. I wouldn't want to forget. And if I forgot how you looked, then at least I could have the photos as a reminder. I don't need a reminder that you're the most amazing person I've ever laid eyes on. It's just the way you're looking at me right now. That is what I want to remember. See, look at that smile. Fuck. You don't even know how beautiful you are, do you? Fine. Let's enjoy some of this. Ooh. Yeah, I already cut them. I didn't want the hassle of pulling off the stems. Just pop it in. Thank you. All right, you next. Right? So juicy. I went somewhere extra special just to get them. Waitrose. I'm not going in there for the whole shopping list, but for a special occasion, it's nice to indulge in the finer things every once in a while. You are the finest thing, so there's nothing that can top you. Yeah, but I'm not a part of the equation of you being fine. I'm just here basking in it. So, give me your sandwiches. Ooh, look at these. Oh, they look so good. Yeah, babe, they look amazing. Wait, is that my favorite smoked Bavarian ham? Aww, you shouldn't have. Come here. You taste of strawberries. I am going to demolish this. Oh, yeah. You knock it out of the park every time. I'm not exaggerating, I swear. Yeah, you better take those compliments. Oh, could you pass me the bottle? The Givenchy. I bet this gives it a nice kick. Ah. Did it make my tongue purple? You want a bit? Tastes good, right? The spice adds a lot to the ham. Try it on a strawberry. No, don't worry. I won't put on a lot. I'm not a monster. How does it taste? Good. I can see your tongue is going purple too. Oh, do you remember those ice lollies that you were able to buy at the ice cream van? They had the Mr. Bubble, which made the tongue blue, but they tasted so good. And for 50p? God, back then that was a steal. Yeah, I know, you liked Mr. Grape for some weird reason. Mr. Bubble just spoke to me, you know? The twin lollies were the best, I'd have to agree. But breaking them apart was the scariest thing. Especially if you wanted to share it with someone. You had to pray you broke it just right, like smack bang in the middle, so that you didn't have to give the other person more or less. Yeah, it happened to me all the time. Hear what? No, I don't hear the ice cream van. I haven't heard it in a while, but I love that they keep using the same songs every year. Sometimes it makes me want to rush out of the house and buy one like old times. Now I don't have to nick a coin from my mum's purse. I prefer the sandwich. I'll always prefer what you make for me. I think that if you weren't a lawyer, you would have been able to open up a shop of some sort. I don't know. Whatever you put your mind to, you go into it 100%, you know? Like when you have an idea, it's difficult to convince you otherwise. And sometimes the stubbornness can be a little No, I wouldn't say over the top. It's more like, I think it can get the best of you. But on the flip side, your perseverance is what matters. And the fact that when you want to learn something, you put your head down and focus on anything related to it. You looked up over 50 recipes to make this sandwich, so yeah, I think you are a little like that. You want to know things, and that's one of the reasons why I was so interested in you. Your intrigue turns to passion, and I see the moment when a fire is lit in you. It is hot. You are hot, so I need to make sure I don't burn myself on you. What? How did you burn yourself? That, my love, is called confirmation bias. You already have a conclusion, so when you go looking for information, you're already going into it with your own truth. So whatever you see, it confirms what you're already thinking, and you ignore things that go against what you're thinking, and you can't see things in any other way. No, I don't think you have a one-track mind. I think that when you put your mind to something, you're zoned in, and not much can shake it. Maybe it needs to be shaken, maybe it doesn't. I think it depends on what you're so adamant about. Who? Natalie. Oh, what about her? Well, she's doing Natalie things. Yeah, she's out of the picture, don't worry. Speaking of pictures, actually, I wanted to show you something that I made. Oh yeah, I did this on the days that you were working, which is all the time. Well, if you're not studying, you're working at the firm, which in total is all the time. So, come here. I had to put this one at the beginning, of course. It's a classic. This was our third date, when we went to the ice skating rink and I fell on my ass. I mean, you fell too, but that was only because I dragged you down with me. You thought I was a helpless lamb, or whatever you called me after. But I wanted to try and get better. And in the end, I kinda did. I didn't need to stay by the edge all the time just in case, and I knew I could rely on you, so. This one was when I met your family for the first time. You were anxious about it, weren't you? They didn't like your ex before because of what happened. Honestly, I'm just thankful that I got along with your brother. Well, Danny's quite intimidating. At least we had sports in common. And he thought my photos were good enough to take pictures of his kids. And this is where you came to one of my volleyball games. I didn't even know you were there to begin with, because you said you needed to finish that assignment. What was it on? You did that optional module of administrative law, right? You were crazy for doing that. You thought you were biting off more than you could handle. But, like I said, when you put your head down, there's no deterring you. When I saw you in the crowd, you gave me all the motivation I needed. I didn't want to let you down. I wanted to show you how cool I could be. Exactly, we won. Ah, that was a great night. for all of us. The next page? Let's see. The time I took photos of you at my studio. You were so nervous. I knew I was going to get amazing pictures, but nothing like what I did get. And you were feeling it by the end, weren't you? You wanted me to take more. You silently loved me staring at you. And you'd never seen that before, had you? Not when you were the subject. You never felt it before either, right? Because no one had ever treated you like I did. Oh yeah, this is when we went to the pergola. Man, it was such a nice day. Literally perfect for any kind of photo shoot. And you looked out of this world. Everything complimented you. I mean, it kind of does already, but the weather was perfect. And when you walked under that vine roof, you stole my breath. Not only mine, but other people. I saw them staring at you, the way I took photos of you. I don't know if they were jealous of me for having you as my muse, or jealous of you for being mine. And then I pulled you away into a more quieter place, pressed you against the beam, and kissed you under the thatched roof. Don't you remember? Why did you follow me? Why did you go? You told yourself not to. You wanted nothing to do with me. So why did you go? Well, you knew the time, you knew the place, you knew what she looked like, and you still went. You couldn't shake it, like I said. You wanted to believe me, and a part of you did. But you just couldn't stop yourself, could you? And what did you see? You saw me and her. We walked through here, under the sun, under this vine roof, and you hated the way we looked together. And you thought that, for once, being anxious was a good thing. You knew it in your gut, didn't you? You just knew that something was going on between me and Natalie. And I took photos of her here. Then we walked to this balcony. Ones that you only really see in those fantasy romance movies. I took more photos. And you were over there, keeping your distance by that pillar, but close enough to hear bits and pieces. And what did you see? Yes, we stood here, like this, admiring the location. We were looking at each other, just talking. And then you watched her put her hand on the beam like this and slide it next to mine and gently place her finger on my hand. And what did I do? I backed away immediately. Told her we were just colleagues and that I wasn't interested. Told her I had a partner I was in love with. And from then, after we talked about life and dating and what it would feel like if we had other partners, if we were happy. No, you wouldn't really know what we talked about after I shut her down, You left before you could. So you're just filling in the gaps, as usual. Filling it with the worst thoughts. Those thoughts never left you. But I did. The right person. Are you the right person? We've been hurt. We've both had our hearts trashed and ripped apart. But we decided that we'd trust again. And you trusted me with all your broken heart. Until you didn't. When I went to the shop, you looked through these. You took a picture of her, just in case I would deny anything. And it's still on your phone, isn't it? Why haven't you deleted it? That's your choice. It was this spot, wasn't it? Where you started yelling, screaming at me, accusing me of things I only did in your mind. You're sorry for it now, I know. We've had our disagreements, our arguments. I mean, what relationship doesn't? But I'd never seen that side of you. And now it's over. Broken. All you do now is check my socials. You deleted all the apps because you couldn't bring yourself to block me. And when you couldn't stand not knowing, you reinstalled them and wanted to see what I was doing. You hoped that my world was burning, that I'd fallen into a pit and I was desperately clawing my way out, pleading for you to save me. And what did you see? You're right. Nothing had changed. I still posted about work. And it broke you even more. But what about your socials? Nothing changed either. You kept posting, visited your family, put on a facade that everything was A-okay. We're the same, you and me. When I hurt, I hide. Behind facing everything, you think? That's a good assumption, right? When you hurt, you hide. Behind the threat of being hurt again. You're good at staying rational until you're not. The mere thought that I was cheating made you spiral out of control. It terrified you. And then when I told you about going to New York, again, it terrified you. No. Don't lie to yourself. You weren't scared because I might leave. You were scared because you knew you wouldn't go with me and you'd be alone again. We were honest, I think. And here we are. I'll ask you again. Are you the right person? Well, seeing as you're obviously conflicted, I'll ask this instead. Am I the right person? Love is shit. Isn't it? It fucks up everything. What you think you know. What you want to believe. It all crumbles around you and leaves these thorns in places you didn't even know could feel pain. You are the right person. And yet you're not. You think I'm the right person, but you also think I'm not. We're at a bit of an impasse, aren't we? If this all went to trial, how would you go about digging for the truth? Is being a lawyer a farce? Are you going to hide behind your paranoid theories and your assumptions? Another lie. You still care. You won't allow the best 4 years of your life to stay unsolved. You're the one with the power right now. Why do you think I stayed in London? You refreshed that Vensimia page every day, as if you were waiting for concert tickets to drop. Deep down, you know why. You started it. You finish it. In whatever way that looks like to you. You're not going to do this yourself again. Open it. I think it's about time.